Well, the Super Bowl kicks off Sunday amid growing scrutiny over the NFL's hiring practices and its lack of diversity. The league has just 5 minority head coaches, raising questions about effectiveness of the Rooney Rule, which was intended to promote diversity. And all this comes as the NFL faces a lawsuit from former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores. Let's bring in our next guest, Troy Aikman, Dallas Cowboys NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us from California today. We've also got Brian Sazzi joining in on the conversation. Troy, you know, this was kind of the big question that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell got earlier this week about what more the league needs to do to promote diversity within the league. But it feels like there's two narratives going into the game this weekend. On the one hand, the NFL is seeing huge ratings, certainly some big name games here, close games during the playoffs. That's a positive. And yet it feels like the question about culture is still clouding all of that.
Well, I think you're right. And when you look at the hires, I guess, and where the minority head coaching is, really probably across the board, even at the general manager level and executive level, that compared to a few years back, we have fewer head coaches, at least, minorities. So I know that Roger Goodell, he's addressed it, trying to improve that. The Rooney Rule, as you mentioned, was put in place to help minority candidates. Has it been as effective as what they would have liked or had they hoped when it was implemented? No, it hasn't. The solution to that, I'm really not quite sure. I'm sure the league has taken a good hard look at it, and the commissioner with his leadership will do everything he can to change the tide.
Hey, Troy, it's Brian Chung here. I mean, as a follow-up to that, I mean, this is not something that a rule can fix itself, as we've seen from this incident. You've been in the general manager's office. You've been in those locker rooms. This seems to be an issue about culture. So even if there isn't, let's say, for example, a rule that can fix this immediately, what's the framing need to be like in the management and in the locker room to make sure that this does improve over time?
Well, I don't have the answers to that. I'm a football analyst and I broadcast football games. I mean, trying to address diversity at the executive level and how the hires are being made, whether that's at the NFL level or at the club level, I know that it has been it has been addressed. It's been talked about. There's been discussions about incentivizing teams for minority hires. I don't have the answer to that. I'm not paid to have the answer to that. So I just try to do what I'm paid to do, and that's called football games for Fox, and let those that are in those positions of hiring handle that part of it.
Troy, a lot of focus, a lot of attention on Joe Burrow. How does he stay grounded ahead of a big game like this? Take us inside what he could be thinking today.
Well, it's an exciting time for both of these teams. It's culminated in a great season. It's culminated into a Super Bowl appearance. And who would have imagined, especially after the last couple of seasons that Cincinnati has had, that they would be representing the AFC. But Joe Burrow, of course, has been a huge part of that. I think it's a great story. I'm a huge fan of his. I love that Cincinnati has done what they've been able to do and has re-energized a fan base that hasn't had a lot to cheer about, you know, in quite a number of years. And so to be able to win some playoff games, get to the Super Bowl, Joe Burrow, who is, along with Patrick Mahomes and a few others, becoming the face of the NFL, and just love the way he presents himself, the way he represents the NFL. And I'm excited to watch him play, as I am Matthew Stafford. He grew up in my backyard there in Dallas, Texas, where I live, right where I went to high school, right where my home is. And so he's a great story as well, with the expectations on him once he made the trade and went to the Rams, and after not having won a playoff game. And now here he is where they expected the team to be when they made that trade back in the offseason. So I'm excited about all of the storylines. You never know what's going to happen in a game like this. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of adrenaline. And I'm looking forward to watching it, as is most of America.
So, Troy, you live in Texas now, but you've got a lot of ties to L.A., where the game is being played this weekend. Obviously, you played college ball at UCLA, but you also won the Super Bowl MVP for the last Super Bowl that was played in L.A. I wonder how you look at how the sports landscape has shifted in that particular market. And what does this Super Bowl mean in terms of trying to accelerate at least NFL's expansion within the city? The mayor we heard from earlier today said, you know, look, this is a city of champions, but the reality is football is not the top game in LA, at least yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been. Of course, right now in Los Angeles, it's the Lakers and it's the Dodgers, and they've been without an NFL team for a number of years. And so there's a generation of fans that haven't had a team locally to root for. And that's why we saw what we saw with the San Francisco 49ers when they came to town and were playing in such a meaningful game there in the postseason. But I think that game, I think NFC Championship game was a big game for the Rams to win in order to create interest in football and, more importantly, in the Rams themselves, and now to be in the Super Bowl. I think that, you know, Stan Kroenke with the stadium, and I think the Rams and Sean McVay and all that they've done, Kevin Demoff as well, there's been a lot of good things that have happened for this organization since they came from St. Louis. I think they've done their part, and slowly I believe they are recapturing, you know, that fan base. I grew up in Cerritos, California prior to moving to Oklahoma, and the Los Angeles Rams were my team. And so they, in my opinion, are where they belong because it's where I knew them to be when I was a kid, and they've played some really good football. So I think that, like you said, L.A.'s not a lot unlike a lot of other cities around the country that L.A. likes supporting winners. Dallas is the same way. Most cities like to support those teams that are successful, and the Rams are certainly having a lot of success.
Hey, Trey, last time I spoke to you, you were getting ready to, or you're just about to launch your 8-beer line. I've since seen some photos of you tending bar. What appears to be in various places in Texas. How's the launch going?
It's going amazing. I mean, it has been a long time in the making, as we talked about, over 2 years. Finally launched on February 1st. We're on draft and in cans, on premise, in select bars and restaurants across the state of Texas. We'll be on grocery store shelves, convenience store shelves beginning in the spring, but people are excited. They understand what the beer is all about. It's for people that are go-getters that wake up with a passion and a purpose. And as we talked about back then, there's no adjuncts and no fillers, meaning there's no corn, no syrup, no rice, no added sugars, 100% organic grains, 90 calories, 2.6 carbs, and we didn't sacrifice any taste in building this. It's something I'm real proud of. And so far, the response has been what we had hoped that it would be. People are as excited about it as we are.
The teams here are going to be slinging those back on Sunday. Final question here. 4-point favorites for the Rams. Who are you taking in the Super Bowl? And also, who do you have as MVP?
Wow. I don't really. I don't at all. I don't have a rooting interest. I hate that, you know, this is a game, as I said a moment ago, you just hate that somebody has to lose. If you know, I don't want to be the diplomat here. If you said, hey, who do you pick? If you had to pick somebody, I'd go with the Rams. I think they're obviously an all-star team. They've got a great pass rush. They're playing at home. There's some familiarity, of course, with the stadium. I think that there's an advantage in that regard. But as I mentioned, because of what Cincinnati's been able to do in the postseason, nobody has really counted on them to be able to come through and win the games that they've already won. I would not be surprised with any outcome. I've been a part of three of these games. Anything can happen. We've all witnessed that in prior years. The MVP is going to be one of the quarterbacks. It usually is. So that, I don't think I'm going out on a limb on that one.
All right. Well, maybe that takes Cooper Kupp out of the running. But Troy Aikman, Dallas Cowboys, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback. Thanks for stopping by Yahoo Finance. And Brian Saucy, thanks for joining for the conversation as well.
Appreciate you.